Well, hello there. Welcome to the On to the Next podcast. I'm your host, Alyssa, and I am so happy you are here. If you are watching this, you might see a questionable someone next to me.
Back at it again.
We have Mr. Sante Dybowski.
Hello again.
Coming back for round two. I'm just the OCD in me is apologizing that we're wearing the same clothes.
It was on purpose.
We
planned this.
This was all part of the process and part of the plan. Episode two, we're back. We had so much to talk about in the first episode that I didn't get through even half of my questions. So we're here and all is well.
That was rambling for a while there.
That's good. We had real things to talk about.
I mean, you have content now.
I do.
This is good.
I have lots of content. I appreciate it. okay, let's get into it then, right away. We just went on lots of tangents last episode. We didn't finish his red flags and women.
Yeah, red flags.
So let's fucking go.
Because I was saying icks are more physical attributes, right? And red flags
that's
are
what
more.
You think?
That's why I think so. I think red flags are more like something that they do.
Okay.
Meant like, you know, so breaking into the crib, breaking into the house is one of them.
Shut the fuck up.
Don't break into
Listen to last week's episode to get that.
Don't break into anyone's house and you should be fine. That, honestly, you don't really have to do anything
else. The bare minimum.
That might be the bare minimum. It's just don't break into someone's house and you're good.
Bruh, okay.
I would say another red flag. I look at eyebrows a lot.
Okay. Oh, no. What do you think of my eyebrows?
They're good. They're fine. But I sometimes, you know, there's people with, like, huge eyebrows. Not their fault, but, like.
So you prefer small, like, a thinner brow?
No, I can tell. No. Your eyebrow is how it should be, regardless. Not you specifically, any woman.
Okay.
You can have any thickness of eyebrow, I will not care.
Okay.
But, like, I can tell if they look shitty.
That's good. I don't know if guys do that, so that's cool to know.
Yeah, red flags. When they when they get mad, I don't text them if I'm busy and they know I'm doing something.
Okay.
Just like that kind of stuff. Being clearly upset and then I ask what's wrong and then they're like, oh, it's nothing.
They want
and then
you
we
to
have to
cry.
Go up 4-5 more hours
until
I figure out what's wrong. And then by that point, you're more mad at me for asking this long.
Or for not knowing whatever
you
right away.
Yeah. And it was like, because I didn't like open the door for you 3 weeks ago. And it was like, dude, I was really?
I
thought it was something much worse.
You know what? I agree. I've definitely done that before. But my healing era this past year, you don't even get to ask me what's wrong. I fucking tell you what's wrong.
That's good. I would much rather have say it.
Okay, I think one thing I've learned is, like I said in a few episodes before, like boys are not all there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I've barely heard the last question you asked.
Okay, there you go. Right, and we're done for today.
That's right, that was funny.
Okay, I've learned with guys, you have to literally spell it out for them fucking 8 times and they still might not fully process what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. I totally agree with that. Sometimes women talking is like hieroglyphics. I check out quick, but it's my fault. Sometimes I'm like, damn, I should have listened to that. And other times I was like, why'd you even tell me?
So you know what I mean? Yeah, and that's the thing. I think I said also, I'm like, it's hard because we as women, like, we talk a lot.
Yes.
We tell a lot of stories.
Yes.
Like, we have things to say. But then it's hard because when we actually have valuable things to say, it gets undermined because we're just fucking usually like just blabbing about like the
that
tea
and
like
true.
Whatever. So I will say like, I understand like we probably are part of the problem. I won't say that out
much. I think it goes both ways.
No, yeah, I do too. But
I really try to listen, but sometimes I feel like girls like, they make an initial point of why they're upset or what's going on. And then it's like, by the end of it, it's like, we're not even close
she's
to
like
where we started.
Bringing up stuff from 2 years ago.
It's like we already had 3 fights about this, and now we're having it again. Like, come on! Like, we could have stick with the one, and it got her over with, and good. But
okay.
No, yeah.
That's good to know. Thank you for validating that, because I always thought that. I think, what do you think are things girls need to know when they're talking to guys?
I think dumbing it down is probably like a good one, even though it's like, I feel like guys, one, they won't notice, and two, they'll appreciate it if they do, because it just makes it easier. Because sometimes I don't know what girls are talking about either. And to your point, that's a really good point. you guys are kind of like the tea thing, talking about other stuff all the time. Not like they were not listening to that, but it could get jumbled in.
Totally.
Because I feel like if a guy brings a point that's like a serious point, it's like, it's rare, and it's like, he'll be like, I really have to talk to you about this.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
It's it'll like you like have to like sit him down. Yeah. It's like a thing. You're
and a girl
scared.
Will just be like, you'll be in the drive through, and they'll be like, they'll be like, remember Judy? Like, what?
Yeah, the girl you found before we
follow on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah, the girl's bikini picture you liked.
It's like, what kind of burger do you want? I didn't know we were doing this.
Oh my God, I have a new question for you.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on when girls get mad when their boyfriend likes a girl, another girl's like pick or bikini pick? Like, what do you think about that?
I think it depends on one who it is and two. There's sometimes I don't even think when I'm scrolling. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I know dudes are just like, and I also know dudes with girlfriends that they like every picture.
Yeah.
So it's like, I've seen people just like, that's how they scroll Instagram is to like every picture.
Yeah.
But I think it's valid if it's like a girl that they know, if it's like a friend maybe, that's like not that close, not like a best friend, but like a girl that they know, it's like probably not.
Like there's no need.
Yeah. Or like someone that they fucked before, probably not a good call. But like if it's just like a random celebrity, I don't think it's that big of a deal. Like it's just out there. So
okay, that's cool. That's good to know.
What's the other way?
I would say the same. If it's a celebrity, I like to know what celebrities the guy I'm talking to thinks is hot. Because if they resemble me, I'm like, yes. Do you know what I mean? Like a boy told me his dream celebrity it was Ariana Grande. And I was like, okay, that makes me feel good because I think I've been told I resemble her. Not saying I'm fucking this hot bitch. I'm just saying, like, she's small, she's short, she has, like, we look, like, we have similar attributes. If he's like, oh, my fucking dream girl is SZA, I'm like, what the fuck? I like nothing like SZA. Do you know what I mean? That's what I mean by that.
I had this happen where it was a mistake. It was
what happened?
I, like, learned about, I think I saw, like, a TikTok or something where it was like, if a girl asks who they look like, find someone close.
Yes.
And because that was regardless if you do or not, it's the right answer.
Yes.
So and that's what you need.
Yes.
And some girl asked me, she was like, what celebrity do I look like? And I couldn't think of one that she looked like. So I was like, just kept saying like, I don't know. Or she was like, who's your celebrity crush?
Yeah.
And I was like, in my head, I was like, I have to think of someone similar. But I was like, I don't have one. Because I knew it was, like, not even close.
Who was your celebrity crush then?
At the time, I was Selena Gomez all the time.
Okay.
Always.
That's beautiful.
It's been that since
I love that.
Seventh grade.
Okay, good. That makes me feel good. I love Selena.
She's incredible.
So you're Team Selena, not Team Haley?
Not to say she's not hot.
No, of course. I'm not saying in looks-wise. I'm just saying with the drama.
I'm Team Selena. I'm a big Justin Bieber fan.
I am, too.
I think he's a great guy. I'd hang out with him.
I don't know about great guy, but I would hang out with him. But always Team Selena.
Yeah, he did ditch that monkey that one time. Remember? What? He had a pet monkey and he just left it.
No!
You ever heard that story? He was like in the Bahamas with like a pet monkey and he left it there because he didn't want it anymore.
Oh, he just does whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah, that was like...
That's hilarious.
Justin Bieber, though,
I think. Okay, that's good. Going off that topic...
Okay, that's good.
Do you forget... No. What you said was good about to say the right thing. Going off of that topic with celebrities... And things like that. No, I'm not going to ask that question. Okay.
No, come on.
No, it's so intrusive. I can't.
I'm here for whatever. I signed the form.
Okay, I have a question for you. Thank you. Let's do it.
Okay.
I want to know. Fine. So when you watch porn, you ready?
Yeah.
Do you find girls who look like the girl that you like or that you're fucking? Like if you love a girl, like do you watch like whoever? Take off the glasses.
Ooh, that's a question.
you can pass.
It depends. No, I'll answer. I hope guys aren't going to get, like, pissed at me.
You're speaking for yourself.
I think it depends on what depends where I'm at.
What mood?
Yeah, it depends where I'm at. But, yeah, I would say you kind of try to get it close.
Okay.
To the best you can. I mean, there's also times you're scrolling and you're like, that's intriguing.
Yeah.
So it's, you know.
Of course, I'm not saying every time it's like the same, like, you know, whatever. But I was just curious because I've heard that from someone else that they would find
100%
girls that, like, resemble the girl that they're fucking and the girl that they like or whatever.
Yeah.
So I just wanted another, like, guy's POV.
Definitely. I would say that. I would I'm not going to say I've done it. But I agree. Okay, but I have a question.
Okay.
About porn. So this is gonna be weird. But I feel like I ask girls all the time, like, do they watch it?
Do you watch porn?
Like, do girls, but like not just you or like someone else, but do they like how guys do it?
No, I mean, I've watched it before. I don't think you.
I didn't mean to do that.
I know, thanks, Dante. I might take his point out.
No, that was bad. That looked bad.
But yeah, I've watched before. I don't think it's to the extreme as guys. Sometimes porn it's geared towards men.
It definitely
so
is.
So I don't want to watch one where a girl's getting like attacked. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I watch.
I don't enjoy that either, though.
That's good.
I'm gonna be honest. I kind of try. I mean, pretty cut out at this point. It's just like so brainwashing.
Yeah,
I agree.
It's
terrible.
I agree.
It's terrible.
That's good. And I think sometimes when people aren't able to get off without it,
and then
isn't
you get these
good.
Unrealistic expectations.
Totally.
And it's like, why aren't you doing what they did? It's like, because they're not that flexible, probably.
Because half of it's fucking staged.
Yeah, I mean, that too. But like, yeah, you just like, I feel like you like, porn's a terrible thing in general. I just, not a big fan. But it's there, so it's tough.
Yeah.
For guys, more.
Yeah.
Feel like.
Yeah, I think it's hitter. I think
more guys in relationships watch porn than single guys.
I wouldn't doubt that.
I honestly think I'm 100%.
Do you think it's because of they're like missing something? Like they're like if they're like actually not changed, they're monogamous and like
it
not,
could be.
Like they're just like for imagination.
It could be like either long distance, which is fine. Or it's like I guess not really, but kind of. Or it's like yeah, or they're like just missing something. Or it's like, damn, it's like not the same as it was. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that would. I would rather. I don't know. That's hard. What do you think? Do you think that's like a form of cheating if you watch porn?
It's not great. I don't think it's. I don't think it looks. You can't defend yourself. You can't defend porn. So
yeah.
I'm not gonna.
No,
do that.
No. I agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, it's bad.
Interesting.
But also. I think about such a profitable industry.
Dude, anytime I'm, like, not wanting to go to work,
if I, like, didn't have parents.
Bro.
I would not be doing this. I'd be porn.
No,
100%.
I would be doing so many other things if I wasn't already in the, like.
What?
I want to sell feet pics.
Whoa.
Because no one's going to know. I mean, people might know it's my feet, but like why wouldn't I? It's such, why are women not capitalizing on these creepy ass men buying pics?
You started the podcast. Next step is feet pics.
Bro, hit me up, guys. Dude, I get so many tempting DMs. There are times,
no way people ask you to do that.
Swear to God, I can read them to you. There are times when I literally am like down bad. I'm like, you know what? I'm done with working. If I can have a little sugar daddy and just send
him. Why do you not take advantage of this?
Because it hurts my pride. I'm someone, I have a big.
Hurt your pride for 5 minutes.
No.
And then you buy a Gucci bag and you're like, okay, pride's.
No, you're good right. Now. You're right. My biggest, honestly, the real reason is for safety reasons. Because
that's
I
fair.
Want them to track me down. Like, that's fucking scary. And people are fucking weird. There's like website. I've literally looked it up. There's websites where it's like safe. Quote unquote safe.
Yeah.
But like, I would have to make a new name, make a new like PayPal account. Like,
yeah.
I'd have to do a full experience. And I'm like, why would I put that energy into that? Just put my energy into my own shit.
That's fair.
And then pray that banks. Worst case, like, I think I'll always be able to sell my feet.
Yeah, probably.
Do you know what I mean?
Unless, you know,
something
happens.
Goes south. Maybe they'll like it though. It's more niche.
Ooh.
Something,
like a messed up foot.
That's not funny. I don't
know. Do you think guys can sell feet pics?
I think they men do.
I can't.
I would never find that attractive. There are probably other guys who find it attractive or other girls, like totally.
I'm not that commanding of a man to like do something like that.
I work
with what I got and I kinda just cut, like I know what I got. I know my boundaries. I know I can't like walk, you know? I like have
and
to
you
pick
don't have to.
I pick my battles very wisely.
And that's good.
Like, all my friends are, like really good-looking, tall people, so it's hard to, like, go out with them, like, all the time. It's tough.
You can't think like that. I think that's your biggest enemy, is that you think that. Multiple times last week, or last episode, and this episode, you've talked about how you are scared to do stuff with girls because of how you look. And that's not a space to live in. That's so unhealthy for you. Because you're also not, like, you're, like, a conventionally attractive guy.
Don't say that. Because it's less about how I look, it's more about how the girl views me than I view the girl. They're checking a list off. They look at you and they're already going in their head. He's got this. He's got that.
Yeah, as a woman.
Before they even open their mouth.
As a woman.
A guy's like, oh, she's pretty cute. And that's pretty much it. That's pretty much the basis of
it. The bare minimum for men. I agree, unfortunately. However, you can't think of what they're thinking. Like, you can't think like that.
You just made it true. So, of course, I'm going to think about it.
Of course, as a woman, as a girl, when I'm out, I look for certain things, okay? I look at their shoes. I look at how they're dressed. I look if they have rings or jewelry on. These are all green flags for me.
Rings?
Yeah.
I can't. You need to get one. Rings. I don't think I got the hands for them.
I think that's why you need one.
What?
Because if you don't
think. I got this, and that's all.
That's nice. That's a plus. That's a good thing. I would keep for you.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. That's going for you.
All right.
I look at
that. Yeah, you hear that? Hear that one? Everyone out there says they hate jewelry.
He's like, okay, I'm gonna keep it on.
Yeah, that's not coming off ever. I'm like, solder this shut now.
Get a permanent bracelet.
Yeah, it's locked in.
I look at who he's with.
Yep.
I like the boys who seem more quirky and who are more artsy. Like, I want them to have a style. If it's, like, the Chad with the fucking polo and, like, looks obviously, like, just, like, a little fine. Like, that's not cute to me. That, to me, is going to be a douche.
Okay.
So I want to entertain that. I think girls have their own checklist. And a lot of girls, if you can make them laugh, nothing else matters. That's what I've learned. If you can be funny or quirky.
I think there's a fine line, though. Because there's a point where they're like, you can make them laugh. Mm-hmm. And it's like, they think you're funny. Or like, you make them laugh and they're like, this guy's like a crazy type of funny. Where he's just like a drunk idiot and the girl's laughing. Because
that you don't want to be.
Yeah, but I've been both.
You have been both. I've seen both. I have videos of both. I know that. But I think now that you're older. You also, I feel like when you're an adult in the city, you can't be fucking rolling around on the floor.
You got to be heads up all the time.
You can't.
I got jumped way too many times.
Did you really?
I got jumped. Last year in the city.
Where?
Outside of Bounce.
What do you mean jumped?
I got jumped. Got beat up.
Are you kidding?
Swear to God. Wait, I got a picture.
Wait, why didn't I know this?
I don't know.
That's so scary. Can you tell me what happened? Can I just be on the podcast?
Yeah, it's fine. Okay. I was out. I don't know if it was Bounce. It's in River North. What's the club in River North that everyone goes to? It's like by the freeway kind
of. No, yeah, I could picture
something house maybe, something like that. I don't know. It's one of the Chicago clubs.
Yeah. They're I'll all look kind it of up. The same. I get it.
But I wasn't gonna go out that night.
Because
it was all like
effect.
The younger guys. It was last year, so, and they were all going. I was like, I'll go because I don't want anything bad to happen to them. They were like all younger, so they probably shouldn't have been there anyway, but whatever. And so I go, kind of get dragged out, but I'm, like, having fun. And it gets kind of late. They're still there, so I'm like, I'm just going to Uber home. I get, like, a couple of them. Like, we're just going to go. So I call the Uber, and I was like, I'm going to go step outside and go smoke. You guys come, whatever. Uh-huh. Outside, I'm just smoking, waiting for the Uber.
So you're alone?
At this point, I think there are two people with me. Okay. Smoking, whatever. Dude comes up to me, random guy. And a little tall, probably like 6 foot so taller than me.
Okay.
And a little bigger. And he's like, hey, you got any drugs? That's what he asked. And I was like, no, man, sorry. Like, but I was really nice about it. I was like, no, man, I'm sorry, I don't. If I did, probably wouldn't even give them to you, but I don't. So it's like, my bad. And he's like, all good. He was nice about it. He's like, all good, whatever. Walks away. Standing there, still whatever, talking. Him, 5 minutes later, him and another friend come up. And he goes, do you have any drugs? And I was like, dude, I just told... Now I'm getting a little snappy.
Yeah, you're drunk.
Yeah, and I was like, dude, you just asked.
You're like, no, I'm part of the problem.
Yeah, so I was like, dude, I don't... Come on. Like, I was like, you just asked me. I don't have anything. And he just hit me square in the mouth.
Are you kidding?
I mean, this is what I think happened. Everyone's like, you definitely said something. But I know, like, in my dad is like, he's like, I know you.
Yeah.
And he's like, you said something. And I was like, I don't think I did. Like, I really don't think I did. And yeah, I just got hit right in the mouth. So I, like, fall to the ground, and then I'm just starting, like, getting beat up from up top. And then I'm, like, kind of dazed out, whatever, and I, like, pick my head up, and they're running away. So they, like, just jump me. And if you're going to jump somebody, if you're going to jump anybody, take some. Steal the wallet, steal a phone, the keys, anything. If you jump someone and just run away, that's the softest thing.
You're like, they weren't hard enough for me.
No, like, take a dollar.
Honestly,
like,
I don't know what that was. I thought they would take something from me.
Yeah, so they are running away, And I, like, look up. I'm like, what the fuck just happened? And then the bouncer from the club runs up to me with, like, a big thing of gauze and, like, puts it on my mouth because I'm, like, covered in blood at this point. I have pictures of my face.
Yeah, can I see it?
Yeah, and I'm, like, messed up. Fat lip, bloody nose. And he's giving me gauze. And as I'm sitting on the ground and this guy's taking care of me, my Uber pulls Uber for Sante.
Shut the fuck
and
I was up.
Like, yeah, I'll be 1 second. I get in the Uber with all this bloody gauze on me, sat in, like, the middle seat. And then,
were you with friends at this point?
Yeah, and they, yeah. I won't blame it on them, but I could.
Why?
They didn't do anything.
Your friends?
Yeah, they saw this.
They saw it happen?
Yeah, but it was like they were young.
It's scary.
I don't blame them.
It's scary.
It's like, yeah, if you've never been in that situation, it's terrifying.
It's so hard. The bystander effect is so scary.
Yeah, but it was,
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I was all messed up. They ruined my favorite sweater. I had a nice Banana Republic sweater. I wore it all the time. You probably saw it.
I think I could picture it.
Yeah, and I used to wear it. I wore it because I was like, we're going out of the city. And it's got blood on it. So,
oh, my God. I had no idea.
Yeah.
So that's why you can't be fucking a hot mess in the city.
Yeah, I learned quick. So I'm pretty locked down.
They woke you up.
Yeah.
They said, you're going to live out here. You're going to fucking...
Oh, I'm always
on
10. Edge. Yeah, I'm always turning around waiting for something to happen.
More than usual.
A lot more.
That is so scary.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Oh, my God.
It's okay.
Well, you're here on the podcast. All is well.
Sorry, Mom.
Okay. I have a question for you. Have you ever talked to multiple girls at once?
Yeah.
How do you decide which one's your favorite?
You just know. You just know. You just have the one in your head. Usually the one that's not texting you is your favorite. That's what I've learned. The ones you're texting are the ones that...
Filling a void.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say that.
So do you think it's because they don't... Like, it's hard to chase? Like, it's harder to get to you? So that's why you like that one more? Like, the one who's not giving you as much attention, do you think it's because it's, like, the chase?
No, I think they just don't want to talk to me.
Okay.
I don't think it has anything to do with anything, yeah.
So that makes you like them more?
A little, because it's like, why? What did I do?
Hey.
But usually it's, like, a deeper underlying issue. Like, I understand. Like, I'm pretty understanding, I feel like. If you, like, don't like me, I can see it. I'm like, okay, that checks out. That makes sense.
Okay.
But, yeah, I don't know.
So... Okay, now going off of that, and you mentioned this earlier in the car, and I wanted to talk about it more here, because I one of my life models is if they wanted to, they would.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so as a boy, or as a guy, a man, whatever you
consider
yourself.
A man? I'm not a boy. It's because I got the hood on and the glasses.
The glasses
I'm fucking
me
with the vibe, I like it.
Okay, do your thing. So as a guy, or a man, whatever.
Yeah.
Do you believe that if they wanted to, they would?
We did talk about this. I said, if they wanted to, they would, but make me want to.
Okay.
That's like the whole thing for me.
So with that, when you say make me want to, do you mean that in what way?
Well, I feel like there's different stages, because if you're saying if you wanted to, you would, and it's like a guy you're like talking to, mm-hmm. like, and it's like pretty exclusive where mm-hmm. you know he's not really talking to anyone else, but you're not dating and you're mm-hmm. like hooking up or whatever. Then, yeah, he probably should be doing something to, mm-hmm. like, make it clear that, you know, he cares about you.
Yeah.
So he should be doing stuff like that. But if it's just, like, a random girl that, like, you guys are just kind of, like, talking and you don't, like, hang out all the time.
Yes.
And you're just, like, flirt on text every month, I'm not going to go buy her flowers.
100%. That's different.
You know what
different.
I mean? Like, that's what I'm kind of getting at. That's
okay.
more the point.
I think that if he wanted to, they would. To me, that means more when they're, like you said, the more, like... Like, you're kind of someone who's more frequent in your life. Like, they're more consistent.
Definitely, yeah.
Like, that I would agree with. Now, if a guy doesn't do something, like, for example, your story or your example of, like, oh, you guys are kind of exclusive, but not really fully whatever. What do you think the reasoning is if he's not acting on that further?
Probably just, like, second-guessing himself if he... questioning this. I mean, I find myself questioning a lot. I have to, like, kind of sit myself down. I was like, is this okay? Am I, like, making a good decision here?
Okay.
And then most of the time you don't even really have an answer, so it's kind of just like you gotta figure, like, roll with the punches type thing. But, like, I really think it all depends. Like, I also think, like, it should be reciprocated.
Okay.
Like, I don't think the guy should just, like, be in the, like, I've never gotten flowers.
You want flowers?
Maybe.
Aw, you don't know if you do.
I don't know if I
do.
I've never got them.
And okay.
Like, you know, there's always that, like, analogy, like, most guys don't get flowers. First time they get flowers in their life is at their funeral.
Yeah, that's honestly so sad.
But it's like a very, it's like a real thing.
That's so
true. Guys talk about. So, yeah, you don't know, like little things like that, or not even like pick up the check once.
Yeah, I agree.
Not like that big of a deal, like in the grand scheme of things.
Once I'm like consistently dating a guy and it's like comfy, I will like pay for things just to show like. I'm not just here because you're paying for me 25/8. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
I find myself looking at it, too. Like, I've had, like, I've, to your point, like, I tend to like girls that don't care about me.
Okay.
Like, I like in my head, I have to, like, if she wanted to, she would.
I agree.
And they don't. But,
I agree.
You know. I
have to remember, harsh
it is,
truth.
Like, the same kind of scenario. But it's in, like, different ways because I don't expect them to do anything. It's just, like, say hi once.
Okay.
That's all I ask.
The bare minimum.
Text me, maybe.
The bare minimum.
Literally. I just need someone to talk to. My phone is so dry. I guarantee you I don't have a notification on my phone right now if I picked it up.
Stop.
Maybe from like a roommate.
A
like,
group chat or something. Yeah, like a guy group chat.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good to know. I'll check in on you every once in a while.
I appreciate that.
No, but
it's fine. It's not like a big deal.
I know. I'm also joking, making fun of like the situation. Not making fun of you, but like, just you're saying.
No, you're making fun of me. It's fine.
So do you think that there's this theory that men usually don't marry the love of their life. They marry the person that they're with when they're ready, like mentally ready.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I think guys, like the commitment thing is already such a big deal initially that they're like, they don't even want to try again with. It's hard, like, especially just guys finding girls. I feel like it's a lot harder than girls finding guys. It is a lot harder to do.
Uh-huh.
And maybe it's, like, not sometimes you, like, get to that point where it's, like, this is all I can get. So it's got to settle for this. Even if you don't like them that much. It has nothing to do with that person. But it's, like, a guy's perspective, they might think they might not ever have a chance again with, like, someone.
Interesting.
You know what I mean?
I have heard that. I forgot someone, it was maybe on TikTok or something, but this guy was like, if you're a girl, you can walk up to any guy, and 90% of the time, the guy will like reciprocate or be
100%.
Like, yeah, I'm down. And if he's not, it's because he has a girlfriend or a wife or something like that. But if you're a guy, you walk up to a group of girls, it's not guaranteed they're going to be nice to you. It's not guaranteed they're going to be down or like.
Oh, they'll
you
usually
know what I mean?
Throw something at you. They're mean. Girls in groups as a herd.
Yeah, they fucking come out.
Yeah. Oh man.
Girls nights.
Tequila.
Don't mess
women.
With girls nights.
Get me out of there, dude. Holy, you get thrown off a balcony.
You
or something
call them
like
a herd. A herd of
they're,
women.
But you see them. They're
no,
in the corner.
I know. They're dressed in all hot.
They're all wearing the same thing,
yes,
kind of.
The leather pants, leather skirts, the little shirts, booties, 100%. I'm a part of the problem,
that's
I guess.
Another red flag.
What?
Girls that, like, just dress like how everyone else dresses. I feel like guys, like, no one, I mean, there's, like, the frat guys.
Yeah.
That's, like, a category.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't dress, like, none of, me and my friends, none of us, like, kind of dress the same, I feel like. We all kind of, like, dress differently.
Yeah. I would
like
agree.
Quinn wears skinny jeans. I can't. Like,
yeah,
not,
they're not for everyone.
That, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, but girls, like, you'll see a group of five and they're identical.
Yes,
like,
I know.
Or like the shirt's like a shade off. It's like,
but
what?
But it's all the same energy. Like, we, yeah, and yeah. I agree. There's a group chat before we get ready. We're like,
are
hey,
you
what
serious?
Are you wearing? Swear to God.
And you guys are always wearing each other's shit.
Yes, that's another big thing.
Buy it. What are you doing? I think I took. Like Lemke's tie once because it was for like a job interview. That's probably the most I've taken like a clothing item.
No, I had in college, I had what we call the party bin. And it was a bin of my clothes throughout the 4 years and everyone else's clothes. And it's like a party bin. Anytime we go out, we pull out the party bin.
Did you wash them?
Of course.
Okay, good.
I'm clean. I had that shit organized. I had Halloween stuff. I had stuff for sorority.
Could you imagine a male party bin?
It'd be disgusting. It would never be washed.
Just vapes and...
Vapes and cigs and fucking the occasion... Condom, maybe,
no.
If that's what
maybe,
you use.
Maybe, yeah.
Who knows these days? God knows.
I can't buy them.
Condoms?
It's so scary.
Why? So do you...
Because you don't know, like... They're, like, you have to hide. Like, you don't know which ones you're buying. Because I don't know which ones really fit. So I have to buy, like, a variety.
Okay.
And... Then it, like, people are like, oh, that guy clearly thinks highly of himself, or that guy has, like, a small dick. Like, you can tell. Like, you could, like...
You feel, like, you feel, like a little like secondhand embarrassment or something?
Yeah, like I can't walk through Target with a box of condoms in my hand if I'm like going to get groceries still.
Yeah,
like, that's the last thing I'm grabbing. And then even then it's going at the bottom of the basket.
And then you're like hiding.
And I'm hiding it when I'm doing the self-checkout. That's what's happening.
I can understand that.
Now, girls buying condoms is fine.
Yeah, what I think it's because they know it's like, oh, they're protecting themselves. Or like,
yeah, it's like,
oh,
good
it's
for
hot.
You.
Yeah, you're.
It's like a dude is like, this gross pig. What is he doing?
Wait, honestly, you're not wrong.
No, I know.
No, honestly, when I see a guy buy condoms, I first think at least he's being safe. Second, I think how many girls is he fucking?
Yeah. Why do you need that many?
No, I agree. Yeah. Why do you need
one
a fucking
pack of condoms?
24 pack
should last a lifetime. One.
Yeah. Why do you need a 24 pack? You should be getting a little 3-pack.
Yeah. Costco sells like a bulk one. It's like, why for who? Who's buying that?
You know what? It's something for everyone, I guess. What are other guys' struggles or, like, guy, like, things girls should know with dating or, like, okay, what's an ick for a girl when you're hooking up with her or a red flag?
When I'm hooking up with her?
Yeah.
Breath.
Okay.
Probably.
That's, I think like that's, a big like, that's a mutual.
I feel like girls, like, tickle. Don't tickle me. The fuck's that?
You said like girls, thing. Like, they tickle to be fun?
Yeah, like, flirtatiously.
Okay.
Don't. If you touch the bottom of my foot, I'll kick. Like, I would. Like, not purposefully, but, not, like, reflex-wise, I would kick you in the face.
No, I know exactly what
like,
you're
I can tickle my own feet, and you're gonna touch it? Nope. Not a shot. Yeah, don't tickle me.
Okay.
I feel like. I feel.
Say it.
I was laughing at your laugh.
Oh, I thought you were laughing at something you were going to say.
No, I just feel like guys are like, I feel like guys, I mean, it might just be me, but when I like go out, I feel like you know, you can like see which guys are like the best looking guys. Like,
okay.
You know, guys know which guys are like the alpha guys in the room.
Okay.
And if you're not that, there's no, like you lost all confidence already before you even done anything. Because it's just like, especially now with like height stuff. Like, me being not 6 feet tall has been a bigger struggle than most things.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be.
I agree.
But, like, it is hard. It's
yeah.
not easy. When you, like, go out and, like, every dude is pretty tall. A lot of dudes are, like, over 6 feet tall, so it's, like, not.
You know, I actually realized, because before this past year, my, like, serious boyfriends all happened to be over 6 feet. And I'm 5'1". So I don't need to have a fucking 6 feet man. Like, at this point, I'm stealing it from a 5'10 girl.
I'd date a 6'2 girl.
Yeah.
I would date I'd go up there.
Whoever. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's been, I've had girls, tell me.
Mm-hmm.
You too short.
Yeah. I believe it. I've definitely had, in my beginning, after my, like, relationship, I didn't realize how many short guys, not short, but guys under 6 feet there were.
And aren't they all cooler?
I think that they, I honestly, Sante.
It's a common theme, isn't
you
it?
You know what I will say? I'm now comfortable with, because I there was like a good month where I was like, oh, he's cute, but he's kind of short.
With this new guy?
No, just in life.
Oh,
like
just
when
in
I'm
life.
Dating, like anyone. Like,
well, how tall is this other dude?
Who? What guy are you talking
about? The one you were talking about earlier.
No, he's not over 6 feet.
Really?
Yeah, he's not.
Good for it.
He's like an alpha, though.
Good for that guy. Wow.
I can
he's an alpha, you said?
Like,
so he's like a burly-looking guy?
Yeah, he's like fit. Like, he's put together.
Good for him.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. The point is, what matters here...
That doesn't matter.
No, what matters here is that I quickly got out of it because I'm like, who am I? I'm fucking 5'1".
Yeah.
Who the fuck am I to be like, oh, you're too you're too short for me?
Yeah, if they were 5'3",
I'd understand. If someone's 5'3", I'm looking up at him still.
Yeah. Yeah, come on. It's like, every girl that's told me I'm too short has been so much shorter than me.
No, I know.
It's like,
I know.
Still looking down on you.
Yeah, so now that's not a thing for me. I think, I'm obviously short. My parents are short.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean.
And I'm probably going to have short kids, but you know what? They're cute.
I'm the tallest one in my family.
There you go.
I mean, immediate, like my
parents.
Yeah,
like parents your household.
And sister, yeah.
Yeah, my brother's, I think, taller.
Everyone
than
else
my...
is, like, a lot taller.
Yeah.
You know, which is weird.
That is kind of strange. Yeah. Interesting. But no, I think short people, I think that we're cute. We're all cute little
Well, you
got
to rely. I was talking to, Quinn.
Yeah.
Who's, can I give context to him?
Yeah, of course.
He's a gorgeous, like, mixed,
like
light skinned, tall man. And he's everyone knows. He knows. Because we tell him all the time.
Sure. Yeah.
But it's like hard to go out with him because you're part of, like, you're standing next to him talking and there's just girls coming up and they're not for you. So you're just like getting in the way. You know what I mean?
I understand.
But also to that, I had a like deep talk with him about it. I was like, I had to like learn to rely on like what I say to like make this work. Like you can just, you don't even have to say anything. You can just be you in a bar, which is why like I'm not a, like, you can't meet me in the bar. You got to meet me like, I gotta like run, like we gotta like shoulder bump and you drop like your groceries and I help you
pick
them up.
That's my dream.
That's gotta be my, that's that, my.
And you guys connect hands and you look each other's eyes
and
you're like.
That's how I'm getting, that's my thing.
I still believe in meeting my husband at like a Barnes & Noble. And like he drops a book or like I drop a book and I'm like, oh, wait, teehee. Like, or like a Whole Foods or something.
I went to a bookstore once just to.
Seek out.
Yeah.
Honest to God.
It worked.
I fucking bet.
Not really, but like I.
You found hot girls, just didn't do anything after that.
I was like, what books? Colin Hoover? What's that?
Colin Hoover.
I know. I read them.
Oh my God.
Well, that shit's gross. You guys are into some weird stuff. This is a gross book. If there was a male equivalent to that book, that guy would be in prison today.
That is fucking hilarious. You know what? We're just trying to find our voices out here. I can defend any like unhinged women behavior because I'm just like, men do worse. Yeah. If they don't do worse, they have done worse in historically.
We're going to bring up historically? Yeah, like the Romans. They were doing good stuff.
Wait, do you think about the Roman Empire?
Oh my God, we're not going to do this.
Tell me.
I mean, like, since it's been in light recently, I feel like I have more. But
have
I mean,
you?
Yeah. I mean, if I like, it's cool.
It is cool. History's cool. Thing.
Yeah. You know, okay, nah.
Say it.
They used to fill the Colosseum with water and have ship battles in it.
What?
Yeah.
Men.
Isn't that sick?
So they can do.
So cool.
So you do listen. You do know about the Roman Empire.
Well, just that part.
Do you know like a woman's Roman Empire? There are so many.
There's multiple?
No, there's like this. There's like this trend now. It's like
women, like the women equivalent.
Yeah.
Which, what is?
I have so many. What? Mine are weird. Mine are Helen Keller.
What?
Anne Frank. The Salem Witch Trials.
Helen Keller.
The Titanic. like these. But here's the thing. My Roman empires are like things that moved me emotionally as a child.
Helen Keller's not real.
Yes, she is.
She no.
Why?
Listen to the story.
I did so much research on her.
Have you seen anyone else?
Anne Sullivan.
Anyone else do that ever in the history of time? You're going to tell me a blind and deaf person just writing books? On
she
what?
She had a lot of support, Sunday.
On a typewriter? You know how easy it is to mess up on those? One mistake, you have to restart the whole thing. She's writing books. What? What are you talking about?
Like, when you put it like that.
Yeah.
No, I did extensive research on her as a kid. Like, I thought she was so fucking interesting.
What else are you, Salem Witch Trials?
The Salem Witch Trials?
Yeah, that stuff's nuts,
that
but, like...
That shit's insane. They fucking burn bitches, and I'm saying bitches with love. Witches. They burn those bitches because they were fucking speaking the truth. I'm just kidding. No, I don't know.
No,
but,
I mean...
honest to God, no, men couldn't handle a woman who had some type of mysterious to her, or power to her.
Yeah, I mean,
and then when women come together, men are terrified. You just said earlier, the herd of women. So men said, let's fucking burn those bitches so that way they don't.
It's scary. You ever like.
Retaliate.
Oh, one of the most terrifying things, what? I think, as a man, is if it's like a Friday or like a Thursday night.
Okay.
And I like go and I'm like, you know, chilling at home, watching a movie, not going out.
Okay.
Like I'm going to run to Target, eat some snacks or something. You're walking back.
Yes.
And there's like a group of girls walking towards you that's going out and you are just going home. You want to cross the
you
street.
You feel vulnerable.
I cross the street.
Good. I'm glad women make men cross the street because men
I
make
think
women
it's just
cross
me.
The street all the time.
I get so scared.
It's
I feel
intimidating.
Like they're just going to like laugh. I don't want to like walk by and I know I'm not going to say anything and they'll probably like get quiet and I just want like one of them to like chuckle and I'm like, "Damn, that's
you have so who like
what? You know.
I know, but goddamn, Sante, we got to work on this because all your traumas are like you're scared of girls.
This is my brand. I tell people I'm scared
no,
of women
I know.
All the time.
I'm not surprised. It's just like I'm really dissecting this and processing this right now.
They're scary.
Good. You know what? Good. That means you'll respect them.
I try.
The best that you can, I hope.
Yeah.
At least.
But then you don't know.
Sometimes
you get
they just
caught up. don't know. It's tough. It's tough out here.
It's brutal out here. Don't. Do you know what that's from?
Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm tapped in. Come on.
You are. I forgot. You're kind of woke, I guess. We discussed. Now, I have just one last question for you, and then we can wrap up, because this is also over an hour.
That's crazy.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
It's probably,
I'm having such a good time,
it's
though.
It's literally 10:20. I'm chilling. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah, we're good.
I'm glad you're having a good time. My last question for you is what, or maybe more of a comment, what is the biggest advice you can give a girl for a guy when a guy is, like, giving mixed signals? Like, do you think he's giving mixed signals because he's not interested? Or, like, how do you think a girl should navigate, like, a fuckboy? Like, I feel like it's kind of similar energy.
Well, there's like, a right answer. No.
Okay.
Well, I think you could, like, just not talk, like, just avoid him. Just stop talking. Stop giving him attention. That usually works. Or, like, just, like, blow his mind a little bit. Do something.
Like what?
You think I'm,
like sexually?
Yeah, probably. I mean, that's like the best way to do it. I mean, like, you know, or like just make like, you know,
like be memorable.
Yeah, or like be a little dominant a little bit, like kind of like make your point, you know?
Okay.
Mark your territory type deal, and then like, and then yeah, mark your territory, and then ghost him a little.
Oh shit!
That would work. That's valid. Would work for me.
Okay. That's good.
100%.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense, actually.
Pretty unintelligent answer, but
no, it's like very true, it just shows how guys are like just.
Well, it's like they don't need much. Else, it's like okay, like I don't know, like I feel like I have to like really like trust a girl enough to like talk to them where I can like sit down and just like talk about anything that's been going on, like how I talk to my friends.
Yeah.
Like I'm not gonna do that to any girl, so I have to like get to like a certain point. But if it's like in the beginning and mixed signals from the guy, yeah, I'd say either just stop talking to him or, like, you know, kind of freak him out a little bit and then...
No, that I think that's super valid.
Or fuck another guy.
And
piss him
and
off.
Tell them.
Don't tell him. Let him, like...
Like, make sure that he finds out.
Tell his friend. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Just don't fuck his friend.
Yeah,
fuck, like,
course.
Someone that he knows that you know he doesn't like.
Thank you for the tips.
100%.
Tips and tricks, guys. So if I ever do this, I'm blaming Sante.
Don't blame me. It's going to work.
Yeah, actually, yeah, just, I'll thank Sante.
Yeah, I'm going to get ripped. People are gonna be like, my friends are going to be like, dude, what are you doing?
He's like, she made you soft,
dude,
bro.
Dude, she drugged me before this. I don't know.
Yeah, no. Okay. Last, I didn't fucking drug him. He gave me consent.
I didn't believe that.
I know, but who knows in these days. Last thoughts, Sante? You're here. We did 2 episodes.
Yes, we did.
How do you feel?
I feel great. I mean, it was a lot of fun. I'm... Love your questions, honestly.
Thank you.
I honestly felt like we were here for 1 hour.
Dude, it's been over, honestly, closer to 3 at this point.
It was good. I love to get that kind of stuff out. It felt really good to me. I really enjoyed it.
You feel healed a bit?
A little bit. I'm definitely going to try some of this new stuff I've learned.
We should have you on and then talk about what you've...
In the future?
Yeah, like just
I'll take notes periodically throughout...
Yeah, dude. Or just text me some things you notice, things you peep.
100%.
If your tips and tricks work, I'll let you know if your tips and tricks work for me.
It could go downhill. I wouldn't trust
I just
me.
Lose all, like,
everything.
Everything
goes south.
Then I'm really blaming you.
That's fine. At that point, I could take it.
All right, Sante, I think we're done.
Sounds good.
Thank you, everyone. I hope you enjoyed Sante Part 2. If you didn't, thanks for watching.
If you didn't, I appreciate it.
Keep that
it.
To yourself. No, okay. Thank you for being here. Lots of love. We are out here. We have so many more things coming, so I'm so excited to be part of this journey with you. Please, please, please like, subscribe, share, post all the love. Send it to me and send it to the podcast. We are just getting started, so we will see. Or no, not we. Sorry, you're not coming back. Anytime soon, at least.
Jeez, that was mean, wasn't it?
I'm sorry, you were dancing,
you sounded
too.
Like you were rapping there for a second.
Bars!
That did sound like...
I have a whole system. I saw you...
throw a beat behind that. I got into it.
I will see you when we are on to the next episode next week. Have a good one. Bye!